Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
When an artist has released 9 studio albums, you think, what else do they have to give, really? And some may ask the question of Olamide, but the man has been discovering new highs just about every year when many aren't so sure anymore. He's dropped a new album today titled UI Scooty. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but of course, I'm here for it. Africa Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, my people, how you doing? You good? Yeah, me, I'm all right. Can't complain. Otherwise, you know, same old in some respects, but hey, let's just do this album review thing. Olamide, UI Scooty.
The latest African album review is
UI Scooty was released on June 18th, 2021, and it has 10 songs, 28-minute runtime, 4 features, and the project is fully produced by Eskies with some minimal help from, I think it's P-Prime, can't remember, yeah.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Need for Speed opens up UI Scooty. Delivery-wise, Olamide is almost whispering on this track and utilizing some high-pitched ad-libs without going too far. He details his journey while asking some pretty pertinent questions on this song, and also, I mean, the need for speed in the journey of success can be what derails anyone on the quest. This title could also point to Olamide dropping his new album around, I think it's 7 or 8 months after his last album, Carpe Diem. I mean, damn, speed, bro. All I know is Olamide knows where he's going and is doing everything to get there ASAP. The song is quite intro-esque in the feeling, and Olamide's flow is pretty unique with that sort of sing-rap approach, and this really is the zone he's been on for a while, especially in the last, I think, 3 years, you've really seen Olamide change it up. We get into the vibey stuff on Jayla with Jay Wills, which is actually track 2, so that's pretty quick. And Jay Wills gave an excellent account of himself on the chorus here. The groove borrows some elements from that Posada style with percolating instrumentation and a right-panned guitar to sweeten the deal. You gotta listen to this song. The song's fire. No cap. If you're a dancehall fan, then Julie will sound familiar and take you back to one of the greatest rhythms of all times, Hold You Rhythm. It has the same DNA with that sort of slightly off-key piano lead, and it's unmistakable. As if that wasn't enough, the very next track, Rough Up, featuring Lado, does the exact same thing. The first 8 seconds are eerily similar to Give It Up To Me bassline by Sean Paul, with a slight tweak in the progression. Lado came through though. Her performance was gorgeous to the ear. She gave at least 3 distinct flows, from singing to the dance or chants, and it all sounded mint. Olamide actually did his patois thing, which surprised me, and used that close mic technique that he's utilized a fair bit in recent times to give his voice that extra texture to the listener. Things did slow down on tunes such as Want featuring Fave, and it's one of the few records where Olamide really raps, even if it's like for a short 2, 3, 4 bars. But he does the same on the Afro dancehall tune Pon Pon, which also features Fave, and both songs with Fave were absolutely stellar. You gotta listen to these. The more I listened to UI Scooty, I realized that I heard more of a live and island music influence throughout. This includes the dancehall as well, which was hard to miss. There's actually quite a few dancehall tracks, and I think there's one, the last track is a bit reggae influenced too. The song Rock is a good example of how different Olamide wanted this record to sound. This is the only single from UI Scooty we got a month ago, and the thing went viral, bro. It went viral. People did love it big time. Rock has a predominant bass guitar throughout that forms the main melody with a jazzy samba influence to it. I know that sounds a bit strange, but honestly, listen to it. Then this guy just comes through and drops this flow while sweet-talking his woman. It's unique, it's seductive, and surprisingly enjoyable. It's not the kind of single a new artist would drop and people would like. Honestly, I don't think that would work. But perfect for a seasoned artist of Olamide's mold to retune his audience's ears and make more mature sound of music and less of the banger type, like, yo, I need this song to be a banger kind of approach.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Olamide really has an interesting cadence on his songs, and this album continues to prove just that. I really liked the vocal delivery on the entire project. Olamide is super, super, super chilled, almost like he knows how easy it is. And in many ways, he can seem monotone on a track, and not in a boring way. Once he starts doing his thing, he's gonna stick to it. But he can be so relaxed, yet still captivate. And this is to someone who doesn't understand a lot of the lyrics that aren't in English. Now imagine people with the full understanding the impact of Olamide's music. The flow on UI Scooty was definitely well thought out. I found myself nodding my head in agreement with some of that progression from one track to the next, or the transition. Some of it was so world class, man. World class, honestly. One thing Olamide is known for is nurturing talent and making it big. Sometimes maybe even bigger than he is, but he's a huge star, bro. Let's not hate. For him to include Fave and Lado on here as two rising stars, both I had not heard of till this album, and for them to put in some of the best performances on the album, wow. It just shows you the, I don't know, A&R levels that Olamide has. He knows a good sound and how to get it out of someone else. The shortest song on UI Scooty is 1 minute 41 seconds. I think there's another song that's actually under 2 minutes too. Pretty short, but doesn't surprise me. And that shortest song is Want featuring Faith. And the longest song is 3 minutes 42 seconds. Quite a contrast there, quite a contrast. The mixing and mastering were generally good and of the standard we've come to expect from Olamide. Nothing too glaring there, just, it was good.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, there's plenty to like about this album, and if you've followed Olamide's consistent career thus far, then UI Scooty is likely to impress. On the other hand, I wouldn't say as a project he scaled the dizziest heights, but individually the songs that shine really, really shine, and some are downright special, like Rock, honestly. This is what Olamide has always managed to do for the longest time, and even now that he's redefined his sound in the last 3 years especially, that's super impressive on its own that he's still able to maintain that. The real difference on the last few projects is he doesn't make his albums as long anymore, and there's a new maturity to the music. Less dance floor bangers and more chill and groove. If I were to pick, Carpe Diem is a better project overall, but UI Scooty has more game-defining sounds within it, I believe, but time will tell. Output, Rough Up featuring Lado, Jayla featuring J Wills, Rock, Want, Pon Pon, and Somebody featuring Fino as the tracks to look out for on this project. It's only 10 tracks, and that's about, what, 6? There's so much to love, and if you're an Olamide fan of old, yeah, you're gonna appreciate this one. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is Umju Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.